Bitachon for Life, Shir number 76, Tuesday, Parshas Bamidbar, the 40th day of the Omer. We are talking about our responsibility of Hishtadlus, and that is that we should have a Parnasa, a job that can earn us what we call normal Parnasa. That we should have enough to live, and that is the basic responsibility of Hishtadlus. So we have to understand what is considered normal Parnasa. Is a person allowed to work to make a little bit extra, or could it only be the amount that he needs to get by? How much does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect us to live off, so to speak? Now the truth is, this is a very fundamental question, because it relates to Bitachon too. Can a person have Bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him things that he doesn't necessarily need, but he just wants them? Maybe even luxuries. On what level does the Ribbono Shel Olam expect us to live, and in what area can we rely on him? Another question is regarding savings. A person wants to make enough to put away savings. Does that constitute proper Hishtadlus? So these are all very good questions, and they have to be analyzed. But we have to understand a basic fundamental principle. We have to change our attitude, the way we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many people view HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he's standing there with a big stick, and if you step out of line, he's going to hit you. And that's a terrible mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primary relationship with us is a relationship of ahava, endless ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to constantly shower us with everything that we need, everything that we want, just like a father wants to give his child. There's no reason why we should look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us different than we would view our relationship with our children. And just like we want our children to have everything that they need and everything that they want, luxuries could be discussed, but for sure to be able to live what we call to live like a mensch, to live like comfortable, to live normal, we want our children to live like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. And therefore our bitachin and also our hishtadlus can definitely apply to what is considered normal. And it depends on every person in their society what's considered normal. But the easiest way to approach it is to view what we would want our children to have. How would we want our children to live? Just like we want the very best for our children, not necessarily that they should be extravagant, but at least they should be comfortable and normal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that too. Luxuries can also be included, but that's a separate discussion. For now, let's discuss what we consider normal living, comfortable living. A normal car, a normal house, what would be considered normal in the society that the person lives. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have. And the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving us things that we don't need. A person doesn't need a sense of smell. He could manage without his smell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him anyway. Person doesn't need 10 toes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only give you 9. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you everything to benefit you, that you should enjoy and be able to experience life to its fullest. And that is the attitude that we should approach when it comes to Bitachon and Hishtadlus. Our Hishtadlus should be what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have, which is to be comfortable and happy and secure in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Because we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, and He wants us to live and enjoy every aspect of our life.